Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. We're a day later than usual, but we are here.
Yes.
We out here. Easton's here. Mark's here.
Yeah.
The gang's all here.
Yeah, wow.
The squad is back together. Yeah. Feels good.
I'll fall on the sword. I couldn't do it yesterday.
I'll fall on the sword
for the team here.
No. I mean, that does happen, but normally it's, we kind of discuss like, oh, are we good on Monday?
And
normally
Tuesday.
It works, but it, I mean, you know, we're able to move things
around.
What
do you mean? You were busy or you just couldn't do it?
I had other obligations yesterday.
She was a busy, busy gal. She's a businesswoman.
Businesswoman.
Yeah, doing businessy things.
I'm a modern woman.
Yeah, baller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Modern woman.
Yeah.
Boss.
I'll literally say that and it makes no sense in the context that it's in. I'm a modern woman.
I know. Well, I mean, I feel like it can work however you throw it in.
Totally.
Like, no one can really argue it.
Yeah, right,
they're
right.
Just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you still upset with me?
I'm getting over it.
Okay. Seeing my face, you're feeling over a little more over it than you did last night when you ignored me?
No, because I feel like right now in this season of life, I just need to love on you.
Thank you. That is exactly what I need. And that's what I was going to say, because I'm going through some things and I know that having a podcast and being on social media and having a following, like, you understand, like, mm-hmm. that it is our lives and what is expected of us. But there are times in life where I'm like, I don't want to share everything going on in my life because there are certain things that I do want to keep private and that feel important to keep private. So. Mm-hmm. Like, if y'all feel like I'm not opening up or sharing everything about my life, I'm not. Like,
right.
I'm.
But it also might take time.
Totally. And I'm not saying there might
fair.
Be a time where I maybe go back to this time and say, like, this is what I was going through and this is why I felt this way. But during this time right now, I'm just not as open as I guess I have been in the past. And I think, you know, there's multiple reasons for that, but I noticed that everyone was very supportive. I got like very emotional looking at the Scrubbing In Facebook group and everyone commenting hearts on my photo. Like, it was a lot for me, like, to process that I had that kind of support. So
yes,
thank y'all so much.
I think also you have to understand too, because I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just loves you and just wants you to be happy and feel good.
Yeah.
So I think at the end of the day, just know that.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that.
Thank you.
So in this season, I just need to love and be a light in your life. And I got mad at you. I was mad at you for probably 24 hours or 36 hours, maybe 2 days.
Oh.
What, how many hours is that? 48?
And to be honest, I had no idea. Like, I had no idea that this was a thing until last night.
Because the way Becca deals with things
I
is
shut
like,
down.
She just shuts down. And I like to talk things out. So if I said something or gave an opinion or something, whatever I did that ticked you off,
mm-hmm.
Becca just shuts me out. And she doesn't talk to me about it. And that drives me crazy. It makes me so angry. So then I fight fire with fire. And I'm like, okay, fine. You don't want to talk to me? Bye.
Yeah. But she didn't really address it that way this time. Like, okay. So, I don't even know where it started because
I gave my opinion about something.
Yeah. You gave your opinion about something.
We don't have to share the details.
Right. But you disagreed with something that I did.
Yes.
And I was like, that's fine. Like, it's your opinion, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't harbor or have any bad feelings towards you because I was like, I mean, it's your opinion. And so I didn't.
I know, but
like,
I felt the shift.
I think you felt the shift because you kind of felt like you took the other side. Like, you probably felt a sense of like, oh,
I did,
shoot.
And that's why I prefaced it by saying, I say this with all my love for you and what's best for you, but I think that.
Totally. And that's what I'm saying. I took it with that. This is what I'm learning. This is a big thing that I'm learning because I think it would have helped a lot in my last relationship with Robert. I'm going through a season of my life where I'm learning a lot about myself and a lot about how you handle other people's emotions, and being like, I think certain things how people react to certain things are dumb and unnecessary sometimes. I'm like, I don't understand that reaction. Like, why would you overreact about something so simple and that doesn't matter? But just because that's how I would react doesn't mean that that's how someone else is supposed to react or required to act. And I think it's made me be more sensitive to, like, if they're sensitive or they're insecure to this situation, then I have to be gentle with that and be like, that's not how I would do it, but that's how they would do it. And I think just in general life, like how dealing with people, like love is supposed to be selfless, like in every aspect. And so having the first selfish thought of being like, that's not how I would do it, that's not true love. That's not being like, okay, let me hear what they have to say first because I care about them and want to hear what they think. So anyways, I'm learning about that. So for me, last night,
So I texted Becca during the day and I said, hey, just
you FaceTimed me.
Oh, yeah. That's when it started. I FaceTimed her and she didn't answer, which whatever. And then she texts me, hey, not in the mood. What's up? I was like, oh.
No. So
that ticked me off. That was number one.
Okay, so I had just gotten back from New York and it was like I got in at like 2 a.m. the night before to L.A. So, and I was drained, like totally drained in every aspect.
We'll put a pin in that and get back to that because she met Jason in New York.
So. Okay. Oh, yeah. And so then the next day, Tanya was like, FaceTime me. And then she FaceTimed me and I didn't answer. And then she texted me and she goes, hello. I said, hey. And she goes, I just FaceTimed you. And I said, I know, I'm not really in the mood. LOL, what's up? Like, I want to talk to you, but I don't necessarily want to FaceTime.
I get that. I really get that feeling.
Thank you.
But this is coming off of, I already had felt her being like kind of annoyed with me by giving my opinion on something. So that was strike two.
I wasn't annoyed.
Okay.
But even if she was annoyed, it's not time to get up in her face. And I feel like a FaceTime is kind of up in her face.
Okay. Fine. So we text or whatever for like a second. Then yeah.
We could call each other.
No.
Phone.
Yeah. So she, so
a call.
I said, what's up? How was church? She sends a thumbs up emoji. I'm like, oh,
oh, that's like a K.
She's not mad. Yeah, I was like K. And I don't remember after that. And so then I asked about, your pastor's daughter had like, they were in the hospital.
Yeah, it was pastor, really sad.
Yeah. And so I was like, what happened with Georgia? And she said, oh, she was having seizures and the medication isn't working. I said, that's so sad. So I was the last text. I said, that's so sad. Mm-hmm. Then last night.
So then yesterday, I sent her a text. Hey, just checking in on you. Hope you're good. Hope you still don't hate me. How's it going? Like maybe just a couple texts. Okay.
Yeah.
Hours go by.
Like two.
Hours.
Two is hours.
Yeah.
It's hours.
Multiple hours.
It wasn't like has her phone 10.
Near her at all times of the day.
Okay.
So I was like, cool. So I respond 2 hours later. Cool. With a thumbs up. Then I respond an hour after that.
Oh, dear.
No response.
Oof.
Okay. Bye. Then I get, sorry, I was in a movie.
I was in a movie when I texted her back.
Mm-hmm.
So I had dinner. I went and had dinner and drinks with my friend. She texted me. The first text I got was during that time. I like opened it, saw that she texted me. I was at dinner, so I wasn't going to like reply at that moment. Put my phone down. Immediately from there, rushed to meet my sisters to go see a movie. Like, we literally
what
walked.
What movie did you see?
Mamma Mia, which
I'll
get to.
Oh, I loved Mamma Mia. Okay, I'll get back to
that. And so we like walked into the theater. And so I don't like to text during the movie, but I saw my phone vibrate. So I looked at it, saw that I was like, oh, shoot, like I hadn't responded. Then at that point, she's so angry that I'm like, whew. I'm going to try here, but I already know I'm in the doghouse. Like, I know I'm in that place.
Well, at that point, it was, like, late, and I was getting ready to go to bed.
She's so like, I'm going to bed. Good night.
I have a gavel here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So if I am the judge in this situation, I have to say, and I honestly don't know the original dispute that we're not talking about. Uh-huh. I don't know anything about it, so I can't
Well, that was kind of like, it was more of just like, imagine I did something, and she was like, I don't think that was the right thing to do. Okay. It was that simple.
Okay, so and I have to go with Becca on this one. I'm sorry, Tanya. I love you, but I do feel like you're very needy. And even in the situation where there's kind of a cold war between, you're still like that little yipping dog, like, hello, 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 hello. I hope you don't hate me. But I thought that there was a tension between the two of you, and yet you're still very aggressive.
I don't like tension. I would have rather talked it out and been like, look, I'm sorry I gave my opinion. This is my opinion.
I know, but I wish, and then we would have squashed it on Monday.
Now it's Tuesday and we're still talking about it.
No, but I wish that you would have been like, hey, like, I want to talk to you about it. Don't shut me out. But instead, there really was never that conversation. So I was like oblivious. I had no idea till last night that you were like mad at me. I was like, I felt like a guy in a relationship that's like, I did something wrong.
Oh, I hate feeling. Yeah. What did I do?
Yeah, that's exactly
you start
what
replaying
I
replaying everything you've done for the
literally,
past
24 I'm like,
hours.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I'm sorry. I will try to open up more. I am in a place where I feel like I kind of have been in this going through this season of life where I feel like I've always been so aware. I'm always worried so much about everyone else's feelings. And like, I kind of am in that place where I'm like, can I be selfish for a second and be sad, or like, let me feel something and just be there. So that's kind of where I am. So I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. I really do feel bad. And like, I felt bad that like, I know you are going through some stuff right now and I just want to like be there for you. And you know, like I'm your biggest supporter. I'm like your backbone. I love you no matter what. And like, it makes me, are you going to cry?
No, I don't know.
It makes me sad when we're like, I love you so much. Like I literally, like you are family to me. So like, I think it hurt me that I potentially hurt you by giving my opinion about something. So I think it was like a,
yeah,
both ways.
No,
I just want you to know that like, I'm here for you.
No, I know.
Oh, they're going to hug now.
I love you so much. I love you too.
Oh,
well, there we go.
Yep.
Tension gone.
Anywhere?
Everything gone.
We actually do.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not that.
Paper towels, but.
That should be a box of tissues somewhere.
That's okay. This is a thin paper towel. It's like the same thing.
We have so many things to talk about, but we need to get to these amazing vitamins before we go any further.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about Care of before on the podcast. They are a customized vitamin subscription service. So basically, they customize a vitamin packet and supplement pack that goes right to your door.
Yeah. So but I actually did this. I took the online quiz. So basically the quiz asked you like, what do you want out of your vitamins? Like, do you want more energy? Do you want more of this? Do you want more? So you kind of, so they basically curate this vitamin packet specifically for what you're looking for. And so mine was, I got like a probiotic. I got a vitamin B in there. I think there's a couple others. I'm not totally sure, but they customize it based on like the things that what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I was like more energy. I don't know if I need more energy, but
you have a lot of energy.
Yeah. And then like, you know, bowel movements is something.
Yeah.
So, things like that.
Mine was like very specifically geared towards my digestive system, which
yes.
I know I could probably help myself out with how I eat, but this is just, you know,
maybe
helping.
The vitamins can help you extend this run of eating what you want to eat for much longer.
Yeah, yes. It'll keep me going for much longer. And they say that 90% of people fall short of the FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. So if you take the quiz on the Care of website, you can get the vitamins you need to get back on track, get to your health goals. I think a lot of people go into the grocery store and go into the vitamin section and they're like, where do I begin?
Yeah.
How do I know what I need? Because I think some people are probably taking things that they don't even necessarily need for their body.
Totally. And the best part is they get delivered right to your door. They're personalized and they're easy to remember. And I like that they say my name on them.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're perfect for...
They're really cute.
Yeah, they're really cute. And they're perfect for people who are on the go and busy. And your subscription box can be modified at any time. And there's vegan and vegetarian supplement options available to match your dietary needs if you need that. So for 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter Tilly. That's takecareof.com, promo code T-I-L-L-E-Y for 25% off your first month of Care of vitamins. So once again, that's takecareof.com and enter code Tilly.
Not
they're
quite
changing
the same
it up.
Ring. Yeah.
I don't know. It's
yeah,
good
it's
to
fine.
Change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
How did you like Mamma Mia? Here We Go Again.
I didn't love
You're
it.
You're kidding.
And
I loved
wanted
it.
To love. I've been looking forward to it because I love the first movie. Like I will
me too.
Like when it's on TV, no matter what, I will stop and watch it. And so
You're
I
telling
was,
me, and I'm not no spoilers, that when Dancing Queen began. When Dancing Queen began, you didn't smile from ear to ear.
Are you talking about when they're all on the boats?
Yes.
That was the first moment of the movie where I was like, I'm getting into it.
I was so happy.
Because I could do a whole movie of those types of moments.
I agree.
And I felt like they were like spotted out.
I felt like that movie was just joy, nonstop joy.
And Pierce Brosnan, like, I'm sorry, but when he sings or does anything, I'm just like, we were like giggling.
But that's the thing is, it's like, you give him credit for going
and
for
I
it.
And I love Meryl He's Streep. All in. I wanted more of Meryl Streep.
Well, we got some Meryl Streep.
I know.
No spoilers. Did you see the first one, Tanya?
No.
Are you a fan of the music
gosh.
Of ABBA?
Sure.
Wait, you didn't see the first
no,
one?
No, you know I'm not a big movie person. I struggle in that department.
But it's like music and stuff. I feel like you'd love that.
I'm sure I would enjoy it. If I could, can we rent it on Netflix?
It's probably on Netflix.
I'm sure.
First one?
You don't think you have to rent anything on Netflix
oh, right.
these days.
Okay.
They're just available. It's just there for you. It's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was, it was subpar.
Oh, well, that's too bad because yeah. I really enjoyed it. So I thought we'd bond over
it's
that.
Not raving reviews.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's talk about you met Jason.
Yeah, So I was in New York and I was
Jason Tardik from The Bachelorette. Tanya has met him and is in love with him. I don't love it personally. Becca met him. What are your thoughts?
Well, so I was doing a canned food drive with DoorDash and I flew out to New York and Colton wrote me and he was like, "Hey, Jason Colton from The Bachelorette. Jason and I are in New York. Like, we love to stop by the event." And I'm like, "Come on, bring cans." Because it was, you know,
oh,
canned
they
food
weren't
drive.
Like supposed to be there? They just came to support?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. So they were there visiting Jason's brother
yes.
who lives in New York.
Uh-huh.
So
we love.
Okay.
We love who?
His brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they come, they bring cans. The girls that are like outside, you know, at the event, we're so excited to see them. And then we went and had drinks and lunch with them. Me and Allie and I had drinks and lunch with Jason, Colton, and then their other friend.
That was
Jason's
a power
friend.
Lunch right there.
Yeah. I thought they were supposed to be there with you.
No.
That makes it even better.
Yeah.
So then Becca FaceTimes me.
Well, he said, he was like, because he said something about Tanya, and I was like, "You know, Tanya is like my best friend. Like, we do the podcast together." And he was like, "Oh, yeah, that's right. I asked her about the podcast," and she said, like, "Yeah, I don't know if it's something you'd be interested in.
Yeah, because he was like, "I got to listen to the podcast." And I go, "Oh, it's mostly just girl talk. I don't know. You don't want to listen to that."
Hashtag,
yeah, don't bother.
Hope he's not listening.
Hashtag, hope you're not listening.
Yeah. So, then he was like, "We need to FaceTime when we go to lunch." I was like,
oh
yeah.
It's his idea. Ding, ding, ding. This is good.
So we go to lunch and, I'm like, okay,
up,
we're going
to. A little heads up.
Okay,
nice,
yeah.
Becca.
So I got excited about the whole situation and just FaceTime her without being like, "Hey, I'm at lunch with Jason. Like, we're going to FaceTime you." I just like. Got
okay.
excited. She answers and she's like in her robe, fresh out of the shower, about to get in the shower.
Even worse, I'd like just worked out. So like I had like red face. My hair was disgusting. And I'm in like a leopard robe. And Jason goes, "What are you wearing?" I was like,
And so then he walks away and she's looking at me like that heads up would have been nice. And I was like, "I know. Sorry. I'll text you. I don't know what to say."
Thank God I wasn't wearing my puffy robe.
Oh, wow.
At least this
Why?
Leopard one has like a little cleavage.
It's
like a
FaceTime.
Little...
Like how much of your cleavage is you really going to see? You put your arm all the way out?
No, my puffy one is like the most unsexy.
It's like
robe.
A blanket.
It's like a giant blanket.
With armholes.
Look, you live by the ambush FaceTime, you die by the ambush FaceTime. This is all coming back to you now.
Okay, so my thoughts on him are that I definitely think that they're heavily talking to him about being the bachelor is the vibe that I got. So there wasn't a moment of being like, "Oh, this guy is so perfect for Tanya," but he was super nice.
I love that it was his idea to FaceTime me.
Yeah.
Did you get any of my vibe? You know, he came off to me as a little bit of a used car salesman.
Yeah.
And did you get any of that or
yeah.
am I off?
I got it on the watching the Mintel All 2. Mm. Like I watched the interview with Tanya here and then I saw and he was very similar.
Yeah.
in person, he's definitely more
chill
and like conversational. Mm-hmm. But I totally see. I do feel like, you know, he's in that mode of wanting the bachelor.
But do you like him for her?
It wasn't a moment of being like, oh, like this is who I picture for Tanya. Yeah,
but this is the,
I agree.
But here's the problem. I think he is, but he's just in this like headspace of like, oh, I want to be the bachelor, which is like clouding his like.
Okay, well, I'll even without the bachelor gig, I would say give that at least a year before you even think about it.
A year?
Yeah, because
girlfriend's
he's like
got eggs.
What? What'd you say? What about your eggs?
A year until I start talking to him?
I'm just saying, I would say if he's still single in a year and you're still single in a year, revisit
Girlfriend's got eggs.
Got your girlfriend.
I think he's tainted. I think if you met a guy who was a banker guy in Seattle, I'd be all for it. But the second he says, I'd like to be a contestant on The Bachelor, that taints it for me.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw something going around where somebody got a salad and there was a worm in it. He's a salad, and the second he said, I'm going on The Bachelor, it's like you threw a worm into that salad. I can't eat that salad
anymore.
I was like,
what are you talking about?
That's a perfectly good salad, but now there's a worm in it, I got to be out.
Wow.
That is a tainted salad.
I know, and I don't know if guys view girls the same way that go on The Bachelor, but I
think it's the same worm in the same salad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awkward.
This is awkward since I've been on
there
twice.
Understood, but I just me as a guy who's married and blah, 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 but I do think there is something that goes along with that.
There is.
And I think you've probably found that to be the case.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, that's good.
There are diamonds in the rough, you know, and he could be the diamond in my worm.
the diamond in her worm. Nothing to do with anything. Why is Glenn Powell on
Do you know
her?
Who he is?
Is he the...
It's fine. I had to Google him, too. No, he's probably not the... I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I don't
A listener called in to On Air with Ryan Seacrest and highly suggested that Tanya go out with Glenn Powell.
This is the
is Glenn Powell old?
No.
This is the best part, is the listener said... Hey, Tanya, have you looked into dating Glenn Powell? Like, it's like something that I like look into. Like, let me just look into dating this like actor.
Wait, I need to look him up.
He's cute.
Is there someone else named Glenn Powell that's old?
I think you're thinking of Glenn Coco.
No. No, I'm thinking of someone who's like
a politician.
Is there a politician named Glenn Powell?
I don't think so.
You guys,
Colin Powell?
Who's Colin Powell?
He used to be Secretary of State.
Thinking of Glenn Campbell?
Glenn Campbell!
Yeah.
Who's Glenn Campbell?
He's a television host, actor, singer, guitarist.
Yeah,
but
old?
He's got to be 80 by now.
Okay, all this time I'm like...
Rhinestone Cowboy?
He's 80... he is not with us anymore.
Yeah, recently. He died recently.
Yeah, a year ago tomorrow.
Wow!
Yeah, so
Glenn Campbell.
He's missed.
Yeah, we're missing you. But brought up by... In memory of Glenn, with Glenn Powell.
I thought the same thing, though, when this listener suggested Glenn Powell. I was like, Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, I had to Google it, but he's super cute.
What is it? So what? Where did that come from?
Literally, just a listener said, have you looked into dating him? I was like, I haven't looked into that one, but I sure will.
But now, because he's the world's greatest wingman, Ryan Seacrest is trying to get Glenn Powell in studio in the next couple of days.
Wow. Ryan, if like Ryan isn't how you meet your future husband, then I don't know how it's going to happen. Like, he is putting in the work.
He is.
He's like using his powers for good.
He's in some rom-com on Netflix that people seem to like, by the way, and I haven't seen it, but
what
people
rom-com?
Really...
He is using his powers
set it up.
For good.
Set it up. It's called Set It Up.
Yeah, this guy's cute. Is he British?
No.
He kind of looks like he'd be British.
You're right.
Do y'all see it?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, you're all laughing.
Like he enjoys a hot tea.
I don't.
He's from Austin, Texas, but it is how you look at somebody to think, I bet that guy's Australian.
Yeah,
and whether they are or not, there is a look.
That guy looks British to me. Glenn Powell, I think that's a British name.
He's cute, though.
We have so much to cover.
We have some friends in common, too.
Who?
So, you know, actually, Marissa.
Yes.
He's good friends with like Nick Jonas and that whole crew. So they all
those
like,
are
know
your
him
people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Set it up.
We have to get to this in a minute because we want to talk about ADT and how you can protect your home. But Tanya sent the single worst text that anyone's ever sent in the history of texts.
Oh no!
Yeah.
To who?
It's fantastic.
It's like
to a boy.
The epitome of
you
of me. It literally. literally is. And you know what, though? I'm so DGAF right now. Like, I literally...
DGAF.
I am.
Can you, like, let people know what DGAF means?
People know what it means.
I think so, but
our listeners for sure know what it means.
I didn't. I've not heard that.
Don't give a F.
Yeah. Can't say that.
I'm in this, like, kind of... I'm putting myself out there. I want to be out there. I want, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in a good headspace, mm-hmm. but I'm also in like, so I got rid of all my dating apps.
Oh.
That's what kind of what launched this whole
you
thing.
You got rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Done. Because you know what?
What?
I'm going to meet my guy in the wild.
A modern woman in the wild.
Modern woman in the wild.
We were saying earlier, did we say this on the podcast or was that before we started? Tanya will throw out the term modern woman in any circumstance.
Anyway, I feel like I did it in the sauna last week with you, didn't I?
Oh, I was like, I'm a modern woman. You were saying stay. Like, you were throwing out random things.
I could do 10 more minutes in the sauna. I'm a modern woman.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think I can do it. Like, I might last for 3 minutes. And she's like, 3 minutes? That's child's play. We're modern women. I'm like,
we can endure
heat. That has nothing to do with the fact that I'm about to pass out.
All right, talk about ADT and then we'll tell you about that text. But it starts with her deleting all of her dating apps and goes from there.
Yeah. Speaking of ADT, you are moving soon.
Oh, yeah.
Into a place by yourself.
I know.
For the first time ever?
Ever.
I know this is a sponsor for the podcast, but genuinely, like, are you...
looking into ADT?
Yeah.
I actually should. Because I this is, like, so embarrassing. I'm very naive to the security department of things. Like, I don't know how it works. Like... is there a camera at your door? Do you put it, is there an alarm in your home?
Like, well, this is all stuff you can find out about. The ADT Go app is really going to be for you, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So if your home is not an ADT home, you need to be getting ADT and help protect against break-ins, fire, carbon monoxide. I think everyone thinks alarm systems are for like break-ins. Like no one thinks about the other things that can happen. Mm-hmm. And for a limited time, you can get ADT's lowest rate starting at $28.99 a month from the most trusted name in home security. And that's just $1 a day.
And ADT is the finest security company to help keep you safe at
first.
Home.
Not the finest. It's the finest, but also the first.
It's the first security company and the finest to help keep you safe at home. And when you're on the go with the new ADT Go app, which Mark was mentioning, it includes family locator, automatic check-ins, safe driving reports. It even includes an SOS button with 24/7 emergency response. And you get ADT Go with a purchase of any security system.
They've taken that home security. They're expanding it.
Right.
Into different elements of your life where it's all about keeping you safe wherever you are.
Yeah. Which is very important to me.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, my sisters are planning on moving out of my place soon. And there is a sense like of having people there with you that gives you a sense of security. Mm-hmm. But I think moving into a new place by yourself, you're like, okay, I want to feel safe when I go to sleep at night.
Yeah, and I don't know anybody in this building. I don't know anybody in the neighborhood.
Mm. Yeah.
I have ADT at my house in Monrovia, and we've got that sign in the front lawn.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I look out the window and I see the guy with the 5 o'clock shadow and the little burglar mask, and he sees the sign. He keeps on walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you even try? Why would you even go to ADT house?
I wonder if I could get a sign for my condo. Like, just have it at my front door.
They make stickers.
Yeah,
put it on the door.
Get a sticker. Let them know.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea.
So if you go to ADT.com/podcast to take advantage of ADT's lowest rate.
Can I do the legal? I love this part.
Oh, yeah, do the legal for us.
I love the legal part.
Let's go fast.
With 36 months monitoring contract, early termination installation fees apply, excludes taxes and fees, applies to traditional services only, certain markets excluded, licenses available at ADT.com.
Yeah,
that's
really
so
good.
Amazing.
I love that part of commercials.
Whenever I have to do legal, they have to speed up my voice because I can't do it that fast.
Yeah. Wow. That was impressive.
Yeah.
Okay. So ADT.com/podcast. okay. I'm looking at our segment list and with Glenn Powell, which confused me because I thought it was Glenn Campbell. There's a FUPA.
FUPA.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? I mean, I know what that is, but like, why is that just randomly written on the sheet?
Oh, I don't know. You want us to talk about, well, it's Beyonce's. Have you read her Vogue magazine?
No.
You need to. It is, we are modern women and she is our queen. She is the queen of all queens. The fact
she is the queen modern woman?
Yes. Oh. The fact that she said FUPA in Vogue's September issue is everything I needed in my life and more. Like, truly, truly, truly. So she talks about, I mean, she talks about a lot of things, social issues and raising her daughters and the first man that, the first African-American man to shoot a Vogue cover was this Vogue cover for Beyonce.
Wow.
That seems long overdue.
125 years of the magazine.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
A modern woman.
She wanted it done so that she made it happen. And he's young too. He's like,
should we, since we translated DGAF, maybe we should translate FUPA in case anyone doesn't know what a FUPA is.
A FUPA is like, just like a little FUPA, you know?
It stands for something though.
Oh, what?
You don't know that?
No.
Fat upper pelvic area.
People don't usually say pelvic, but we cleaned it up
right,
for the
right,
podcast.
Right, right. Thank you. This is a clean podcast.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
I just learned an acronym the other day that I had no idea was an acronym.
What?
A club sandwich.
Oh, it's like Cobb salad is an acronym, too.
Well, what let me do mine these? First. It stands for chicken lettuce under bacon. Club sandwich.
Wow.
So FUPA.
Mm-hmm.
What is... Oh, Cobb salad.
It's eat Cobb. That's how you remember the ingredients. It's egg, avocado, tomato, chicken, onion, bacon, blue cheese. Gotcha. We call that a backronym. That's where you come up with it after the word. Like podcast, for example. Playable on demand broadcast.
Ooh, there you go. Easton.
Wow.
But back to FUPA.
Back to more important issues.
Pod was an such as
I didn't either.
I didn't either.
Playable on demand.
It came from the iPod, and then they came up with the acronym Ooh. Afterwards.
Wow.
Wow.
My mind is blown.
Okay, anyway, wow. So Beyonce talked about her FUPA. I think that's that. That's
so, yeah, I mean, I think everyone's experienced a FUPA at some time in their life, right?
I have a FUPA right now.
Oh, I mean, yeah, same.
My FUPA has a FUPA.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't even have twins, and I got rocking my FUPA hard.
Okay, so tell us about this text. We didn't get to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I got off, I can't remember what day this was. When did you leave for New York?
Thursday night.
Okay, yeah, because I know you were unavailable to me. So it was Thursday. So I was just kind of like going through, you know, I'm just like going through the, like going through my closets, getting, you know, just cleaning my life
I need
out.
You to come help me clean my room again.
Happy to. Okay. It brings me joy. So I was like, you know what? These dating apps are not serving me anymore. They're really not. They're just a distraction. I sit there and I flip through guys like I flip through a magazine and like, I'm over it. That's not what I want. Right. I don't want that.
Right.
It's a distraction. So I get off all the apps, but then I saw that I had this one conversation open with this like guy. And so I like lobbed in my number. Didn't really like care, you know?
You're just like, here.
You said, I'm deleting my apps, but here's my number.
Yeah.
Like, just in case.
Here's my number, whatever. So, and by the way, side note, I don't know if I'm even off the apps. I just deleted them off my
phone. It doesn't mean you're off them.
Yeah, but I realize it's very difficult to get off of them. I don't know how.
It doesn't matter. If they're deleted, who cares?
But then, like, my profile lives on?
Yeah, I think mine are all...
You just don't match with people?
I think my profiles were on there when I was in a relationship with Robert. Like,
I don't like that.
I just deleted them all. I didn't need them, so I was just like, whatever.
Yeah, but I don't like that my profile just, like, lives on.
But if you're not swiping, you're not going to match with anybody.
True, but, like, I still...
They might see you.
Yeah.
But maybe they see you and they find you on Instagram and reach out to you.
Okay, all right. Positive. Glass half full. Okay, anyway, so I send this guy my number, and I don't really think anything of it. He didn't text me, and I was like, whatever. So the next day, my mom came to pick me up to go to the condo. We were doing inspections on Friday, and so she came to pick me up, and she texted me, and she's like, hey, I'm downstairs. And so I said, hey, give me 10. My smooth move just kicked in. Be right down. So I go down, get in the car. Mom doesn't skip a beat. I was like, thank you. Sorry that took so long. Like, I don't know why it like just didn't work when I was like, it usually happens right when I wake up. Literally didn't even think
delayed.
Anything.
Delayed smooth move.
Yeah. Do the inspection. Everything's chill. Get home at night. It's Friday night. I obviously wasn't doing anything. And I like go through my phone. I'm trying to go through my phone now because I'm realizing I don't text people back. And then I do it before I go to bed. So I'm like looking through my phone. I see this like number that I like. It was like an unsaved number. I look at it, and it was the text that I had sent to my mom that I sent to the random number that was this guy because it just said, hey, this is my number. had to have been that guy. I can't
confirm,
but I'm putting
you sent
the dots
him your number.
Together. I sent
he
him my
responded,
number.
Here's my number. And then you responded, I'll be down in 10 minutes. The smooth move just kicked in.
Mm-hmm. No.
And he never responded.
Well,
like,
no.
What do you mean, no? If I got that, I'd be like, was that for me? Or like something. He just never responded.
Oh.
Just nothing. Just crickets.
I've heard this story like four times. It never stops being hilarious.
What would y'all, honestly, what would y'all, you reach out to a girl? I mean, I feel like y'all would have been like, that's funny.
Yeah, or like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would have been the best thing ever. I would have been so excited.
You would respond and say like. Yeah.
I would say, I don't think this was meant for me. That, that's what I would have said.
Right. Yeah.
I would have said more details, please.
Yeah. Are you looking for consistency? Or?
Wow.
So that's. Tanya in a nutshell, right?
I was like, so amazing.
I'm not upset about it because I'm just kind of like, that would happen.
You know, call that one a loss.
I call it a wash.
As a modern woman, you can just walk away with your hands clean.
Literally.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Can you believe? I was like, wow.
Oh, also we should mention that Tanya went to the meetup.
I was
at the
just
beach.
About to bring that up.
Yeah.
That was really cute.
How was it? It looks so fun.
Just the thing that makes me happy is that these like people are just like making friends. Like this is their like it's almost like when you're in college and you join like the like musical synergy club or whatever club you want to join and you like make friends that you have like a common thing.
Yeah.
This podcast is like their common theme.
Their common interest. Yeah.
Not and every school has a musical synergy club. I think that was just
yours. I wasn't going to bring that up, but.
But whatever, your chess. If chess is like your thing.
Chess,
you know,
club.
You chess club. But it's like so cute. And like they have like all these food. And they brought Dr. Pepper in honor of Becca.
Oh.
Like a like 12 pack. Is that what it's called? A 12 pack?
Like too emotional for these things.
I know. It was so sweet. Like I looked over at all the stuff that they had. And they're like, do you want some fruit? We have fruit. We know you like fruit. And then I look over and I was like, oh, I see. And they're like, we brought Dr. Pepper for Becca. And I'm like.
That is so nice.
That's so
But you're right.
Sweet.
People are meeting people. They're making friends through this podcast and the love of the two of you. I love
that. I think, it's really, it like really brings me so much joy when I see people reaching out to people who are new to a city or looking for friends or kind of going through a hard time with their friends and they're like struggling. And to see these strangers essentially reaching out to each other is like a really... I didn't expect it when we started the podcast Facebook group. Like it's exceeded any expectations I even had. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. I'm so glad you got to go. I want to go to one.
She didn't go alone. She brought Fekka and Fania.
I brought Fekka and Fania. They really enjoyed
it. So where's Fania?
In my car. I'll give her to you.
Okay. I'm like.
I'm ready to part with her.
You just.
I've really been enjoying. I know. I texted Beck over the weekend. I go, I can't tell if it's funny or sad that I'm spending the majority of my weekend with cardboard cutouts.
Well,
Becca's like it teeters.
Yeah, could go either way. It's all how you look at it. But I'm very excited to have my Fania. So,
what are you and Fawn's gonna do?
Maybe she can help me clean out my closet and clean. Not sure.
I don't think she's gonna be as good as the real thing, but.
Well, yeah, I need the real thing actually.
But like, we have to go to the next one.
Okay. Yeah. I want to.
Yeah, I didn't get to spend as much time as I wanted to because that was a whole other issue. Parking by the beach is like a beach.
Yeah, it is a beach. Might as well Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time. We know. Let's talk about Sugar Burr Hair. Sugar Burr Hair. I feel like one of the questions I actually get asked a lot, and I see it a lot on the podcast group, is has anyone actually tried Sugar Burr Hair? Do you see any results? I personally love it. It tastes delicious. It's very easy for me to eat since I struggle with swallowing pills.
Yeah, you're a big gummy person.
Yeah. Healthy hair is very important to me, as well as being able to have a chewable vitamin. And then I just remember the first time I ever tried it, I was like, this is too good to be true. And how am I only supposed to stop it too? But really, if you can picture any celebrity that you follow on Instagram with amazing hair, I'm guaranteeing you that they probably have used or do use Sugar Burr Hair. It's a bestseller on Amazon, has thousands of reviews.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is this, is as much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli, as much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries, and as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs.
I think it's hard sometimes to tell when your hair's growing because it's kind of a slower process. Mm-hmm. But my eyebrows, I remember like things were growing quicker, like that are more noticeable. So when people ask, do they work? I'm always very quick to say like, yeah, I noticed it, that it was working. The nutrients in Sugar Bear hair fans also found that their nails and skin quality improved over time.
Oh, wow.
Which is also very important.
I have heard that it's all connected. Hair, mm-hmm. skin, and nails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go to sugarbearhair.com/Becca for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/Becca. One more time, sugarbearhair.com/Becca.
Before we get to the emails, anything else we need to cover? Let's see. We hit Jason Tardick, Glenn Powell. Tanya's going to see an angel therapist.
Yeah, I think you might want to come.
What is that?
She's supposed to help you with like manifesting your something. Supreme manifestation. So long story short, Christy is one of our neighbors. Christy is friends with her. And I saw her the other day and she was like, you are going to love Lisa. You have to meet her. She speaks to angels. She's not like what are they called? Mediums. She doesn't talk to dead people. She doesn't read your cards or whatever. But it's supposed to she said it changed. Christy said it changed her life. So I'm meeting with her on Friday.
Wow. Yeah. I'm so intrigued.
I thought angels were dead people.
Mark, you're so naive.
I did. I thought your guardian angel is like somebody who's passed on. No?
But I think an angel is like the spirit that...
And your soul. It's like a soul.
Yeah.
But it's never been in a person.
Correct.
Will it be someday?
Are angels associated with faith?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, angels are associated with faith, and then, like...
I don't know.
Like,
it's really
a medium isn't associated.
I can't really give you answers until I, meet
with you. Yeah, okay, I'm curious. Right. I'm very interested. Yeah. This is interesting.
Because I don't know, but all I know is that Chrissy said, it's going to change my life.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. I just read, I saw an article today about Jennifer Aniston open to a Friends reboot, which...
Her quote is very good. Do you have the quote there?
No, I don't have it.
Okay, I'll get it. But it's really good. I thought it was very promising.
Yeah, it sounded hopeful. Like, that was the first time where she made me feel like it could happen.
She said, before the show ended, people were asking if we were coming back. Courtney and Lisa and I talk about it. I fantasize about it. It really was the greatest job I ever had. I don't know what it would look like today, but you never know. So many shows are being successfully rebooted. I mean, look at Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya's not a fan.
No.
I'm a
fan. You're not a fan of what?
Will and Grace.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched. I never, was huge.
I didn't watch it the first time around, but it was always one of my wife's favorite shows. Mm-hmm. And I've mentioned this before. I always knew she was watching. She always watches a sitcom before bed, as many of us do. You watch mm-hmm. Friends before bed still?
Grays, usually. Grays. Right now.
It's weird. It's kind of heavy, isn't it? Like, I feel like the point is to watch something light.
Well,
and
when you've seen it
mindless.
40 times.
Yes. Right, that's true.
Doesn't really affect you as
so
much.
So she'll watch Friends or Everybody Loves Raymond or How I Met Your Mother or one of these light mm-hmm. sitcoms. And I can always tell Will and Grace because the bed would vibrate from her giggling.
Yeah.
She always laughed a lot harder at Will and Grace than anything else. And so she would show me certain things that she thought I would think were really funny. And it was really funny. And then they brought it back. And now they're like, well, we'll bring it back for 10 episodes. You know what? We'll bring it back for a whole season. How about 2 seasons?
Oh, so it's doing well.
It's back. It's doing well. And it's back indefinitely now.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if Will and Grace could do it, I feel like Friends could do it, although they'd all be old and gray now, which is different.
They're not all old and gray.
Okay,
excuse
Matt LeBlanc is old and gray.
Yeah, that's it, just him.
I know, but I think he was the hot actor.
Hot as hell.
What about Matt Perry?
No, I haven't seen these people. But
yeah, he's a silver fox. Matt LeBlanc?
I don't know. Should you go for him?
Why does every conversation come around
to
should Tanya
The best
date
thing,
him?
Though, is instead of her being like, no, she goes, shrugs her shoulders, all right.
I mean, I would enjoy the comedy that comes out of him.
Did you watch the Bachelorette finale last night?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you're so... I didn't watch it.
Oh, I was just tired. I'm tired from it.
Oh, you stayed up so
late.
It was
emotionally a lot.
Because of Blake?
Yeah.
The Blake up?
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And it was silent for a sec, but they caught on.
A cigarette after that one. Wow. I'm stealing that.
Yeah, it was emotional a lot.
But you loved it, right? You talked about how when he did propose, it was very emotional.
Yeah. I love love. So I just love watching, like, I don't care. You could be two dogs falling in love and I could be so happy watching you.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny because I wish that I watched from that perspective, but I'm just sitting there like eyes rolling like, God, this is so cheesy.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't watched it. Oh. It might be different for me, but that's how
Do you
how
think
I
it's different because you've been there and like
Maybe.
Lived it?
Maybe. And I'm like not super, I do love, but I think having been in that situation and thinking about how involved so many other people are in the process,
right?
You know, I think in my head I'm a little like jaded from like watching it with like totally like an open mind and being like, oh, this is like so, I don't know.
You're watching it with red colored glasses, or what's the saying?
Rose. No,
but
Rose
that's is that glasses?
But that means you're that watching it and seeing
hopefully
everything.
Right,
yeah, positive. Yeah.
Good try, that was a good try. So yeah, I don't know, every time I watch it I just am kind of, I like giggle because I'm like, this is, it's sweet. Like, I'm not like, and then I like seeing them on After the Final Rose, and you can, it's always very clear, like, if they're like, you can see like that they're just madly in love.
Do you think they're gonna last?
I like them together. I think, in fact, Colton and Jason made the comment like Garrett had no idea what he was doing the whole show. Like, it was so foreign to him that he was just like, he was there because he wanted to be with Beckett. Like, it was very much like he had no idea what he was going into, mm-hmm. which I like. Like, hearing that and watching him, I'm like, he was just normal dude. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm happy for them. I'm going to go home and watch the finale today. I'll have more of a idea. Assessment. But everyone seemed very excited and, like, I mean, obviously the Blake fans were sad about that. But mm-hmm.
Who would you like to see as the next Bachelor?
Ben Higgins.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think we'd all be on board for
that. Yeah, I would bet Ben Higgins. I could get behind them going back for Peter.
Wow.
I could get behind that, too.
Yeah.
So you like the old school Bachelor rather than the...
There's no one from this season that I was just like, oh, my gosh, he would be an amazing Bachelor.
Not Jason?
Clearly.
Like, Jason would be a good Bachelor, but...
Not Colton?
I think that Colton could have... I'm surprised that they had Colton go on Paradise. Sorry, that's a spoiler, but if you didn't know that, then...
I think it's out there.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they had him go on Paradise because I thought that he could be a good candidate to be the Bachelor. He has a good story, being the virgin.
But didn't... But Nick Vile was on the Paradise and then...
Yeah, but it was like... Wasn't it separate? Or was it that close?
It was that close. It was like he literally got off Paradise and went straight to being the Bachelor.
Wow.
I don't know. There's just a lot of drama with the Colton and Tia thing that makes me think that if they had wanted him to be the Bachelor, they would have edited. They wouldn't have had that whole thing.
That's an interesting point.
That did make me a little. I didn't like that story.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I'm kind of like, he could have been it if they wanted him to, but I don't think so. Deanie Babies.
Oh,
I'd be down with that.
The girls would be psycho.
I want to throw a vote in for Ben Higgins because I was here late last night doing the Almost Famous podcast with him and Ashley I, and Ben was on Skype from Denver. And at one point, I was treated to a shirt. He took his shirt off.
Let me see this photo.
And he's smoking a corncob pipe.
Wow.
Wait, pass it, please. Do we see any pectoral?
Oh, no. It went to a picture of me eating fried pickles at the fair. How embarrassing.
Which is as exciting.
There you go.
Wait, do we see shirtless Ben Higgins?
You can't see nipple, but you can see shoulders.
Oh, you can see those shoulders.
he shared that he has a nightly pipe that he takes in, tobacco pipe. Not wacky tobacco, just regular tobacco.
Really?
He's been doing it since college.
Every night.
Every night, yeah. And it looks... I don't know for certain it's a corncob pipe, but it definitely looks like something.
Is he always shirtless?
I can get behind a shirtless Ben Higgins. Meow.
He's not always shirtless.
I love Ben Higgins.
Meow.
I want
the best.
Him to be happy. And I don't know if The Bachelor is like his, you know, to love.
You said he wasn't only shirtless?
It was very hot in Denver last night, and he was in a room with no air conditioning. He said he was totally naked.
Wow.
I think he was just shirtless, but
he
a girl can dream.
You guys, Ben Higgins is hot.
Yeah, he's low key a smoke
best.
Show.
He's so
not
cute.
Low key, like high key.
No,
well, low
see,
key
I
for
feel,
me. Kinda. Oh, yeah. I'm a married man.
See, I feel like he's low key in the sense that he's so like kind, and you kind of notice him. Like you're like, oh, he's so cute, but then Like, once you get to know him, like, he can dance, he's funny. He has, like, a lot more to him than, like, him just being, like, sweet Ben Higgins.
Yeah. He's like an onion. We're just peeling it back. Yeah,
lots of layers.
He's a very nice guy. I like Ben a lot.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
That means a lot coming from Mark.
Well, I'll
Mark has not said a positive thing about another guy.
Hey, wait a second. Yeah, that's not true.
When we're in the OR, you're very critical of men.
I have high standards for Tanya Rad.
Which I, and we have talked about this, because she's like, I am tired of everyone just
poo-pooing on my parade.
Higher. That's all
I'm
saying.
Okay, so what would you say if I said I wanted to date Ben Higgins?
I don't mind that.
Wow.
I could pick the worm out of that salad and still eat the salad.
Yeah, that's like a little fly on the salad.
Because just Ben's a really sweet guy. Like, just the time I've spent with him, I just really like him.
Okay.
I like Dean too, not for you.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Dean's like my, like, I feel like he'd be like my little brother.
Yeah.
Deany.
Sweet guy though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Okay, we have to get to emails before we do. Ben's got some nice skin in that picture there.
Oh, he sure does.
Wait,
I'm catching
that.
What you're putting down.
I mean, he probably doesn't use this on his shoulders, but
he might.
I'm missing that one.
I do. I am too. Oh, I found it. What we're talking about that he might be using on his shoulders is BioClarity. We talk about how to get healthy hair,
mm-hmm.
how to be healthy internally with your vitamins,
mm-hmm.
and we want to talk about how to have healthy skin. I've seen a lot of people on the Facebook group talking about how BioClarity, how their skin has never looked better. So there is Floralux from Chlorophyll in there. It helps with redness and hyperpigmentation. They have the Skin Smoothie Moisturizer that's very hydrating.
Yes.
Makes you feel so soft and glowy. There are two different daily routines.
Yep. There's the clear skin routine. It's for combination oily or breakout prone skin. And then there's the essentials routine for normal to dry skin. So three easy steps: cleanse, restore, hydrate. Contains hydrating plant extracts like chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, argan, olive, and shea, plus Floralax from Chlorophyll. It's hydrating but lightweight, so great for spring and summertime. And it helps minimize redness, reduce pore size, and even out skin tone.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's all really good things. Floralux is BioClarity's unique ingredient. It is the clever form of chlorophyll, which is proven for nourishing the skin, soothing away imperfections and blemishes. Floralux has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that feed the skin from the outside in. So it's like a green juice for your face. So you can detox and rebalance with BioClarity.
BioClarity is delivered straight to you, and it is an easy-to-use three-step skincare routine that's 100% vegan, plus gluten and cruelty-free.
Can I tell you about some of these people on the Facebook group? Marley mm-hmm. Savage. By the way, what a name. Marley Savage. She said BioClarity.
She's a modern woman.
Yes, she is. Help my skin a lot, she says. Who else on here thinks the same thing? Because I just passed one. Here it is. Michelle Carlton. BioClarity worked wonders for my daughter. There's a bunch of these on here, so mm-hmm. it's certainly worth trying.
Yeah. Get started on healthier habits with your skincare. Go to BioClarity.com. Our listeners will get their first month for 50% off a routine, plus shipping is free. And it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee.
Best part. I love that.
But you have to enter our code Becca. That's BioClarity.com, and enter code Becca.
Sabrina Carrera. I love it. It's like a daily facial. It's so soothing. All right, quotes, emails, but the first, a couple of people sending quotes for you, Tanya. Megan saw a tweet she wanted to share with you. There's plenty of fish in the sea, but you know what else there is? Trash. There's a lot of trash in the sea. Made me think of Tanya's random quotes.
That's so true. That's actually a good one.
Leah gave a friend some good advice that she feels like she wanted to share with everybody. She considered it a Tanya moment. She told her friend, if people can't see your potential during the race, they shouldn't be able to cheer you on to the finish line.
Wow.
That's good. You know, that's like, you don't say no to being a maybe. Say no to being somebody's maybe.
I think it's no to being treated like a maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good.
Like, F that.
Yeah.
Jason Tartick.
Okay, he hasn't done anything yet. Yeah, Hold on here.
Yeah, let's not start bashing.
The entire arc
Jason
of the
Tartick.
Relationship has happened on this podcast today.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. They went through the makeup, the breakup. It all happened.
Well, because I'm being treated like a maybe. It's like, well,
yes.
Maybe
no,
I'll
he
get
should
back
be
there.
Excited. Yeah. For the opportunity to spend
excited
any time with
you. Excited and delighted.
Thank you.
We have a lot of random topics in the emails today. It is not a lot of relationship stuff. It's very random stuff. Like Kayla, she's 22, works at a small office. Occasionally her boss and one other guy comes in, but usually she's alone in the office. The other day she went to make a sandwich and a good chunk of her turkey slices were gone. She was outraged. The same level of outrage that Ross on Friends had when he found that his boss ate his sandwich. I texted my boss and the only other person who ever comes in the office and said, did someone eat my turkey slices I left in the fridge? Just want to make sure no one's breaking in and stealing our food. And then my boss texted me back and said, me, it was only a little.
Oh,
it was more than a little. It was more than a little. Maybe I'm overreacting, but what would you do? Should I not keep food in the office anymore or ask him not to take my food? Love you guys. Love the podcast. That is a unique dilemma that we've not dealt with here before.
This is turkey theft is the title of the email.
Yeah. I can't. I really can't get behind this one because I've stolen food from people.
You have?
Oh,
from the office fridge?
Yeah, but like a blueberry, like a handful of blueberries here.
A handful of blueberries.
Yeah.
Out of how many people don't bring a vat of blueberries.
Yeah,
probably
they
a good
they
percentage
buy
of them.
The thing, the what's it called? The packet that you buy
at
the grocery store.
That's not that big for someone to be taking a handful.
Okay, I'm not like digging my hand in there and getting like a
but it's gross. It's your fingers.
Size.
You're putting your fingers in there.
I cannot believe that this guy opened her sandwich.
No.
And took the turkey.
I think there were slices in there and bread in there. Like she had the fixins in there.
Yeah. Oh, I was like.
He was extracting turkey from the sandwich after it was made.
That is savage.
Yeah. I think she like brings it like a Monday morning, a loaf of bread, a packet of turkey, and a thing of
that's
mustard.
That's what I was envisioning too.
Oh, okay.
Which is like what I do. I'll buy like my almond milk, my blueberries, my packets of stuff, and I just leave it in the fridge here, and I put it all together when I come in.
So you're in favor of stealing food from office fridges?
I mean, if it's there.
Oh, Tanya.
Oh, wow. I don't agree.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to go eat like somebody's leftover dinner from the night before, but if there's some like unlabeled fruit, I might just partake in it.
So if it was fruit that had a label on it that said Tom's or something, you know, this is somebody's food, Simon's food, you wouldn't do that or would you?
No, if they're weird to put a label on it, I wouldn't eat
like
it.
Like the Odd Couple, that's like not, a Post-it or something?
You guys, that's not weird if you're working in an office to label things so that people know that it's yours. Like that's very normal
to
me.
The only reason you should label food in the fridge is if it's for everybody. You put a sign on that says, help yourself.
Yeah, help yourself.
Otherwise, that is somebody's personal food.
That is so unexpected that you're all shoulder shrugged.
I don't condone the stealing of food like Tanya does, but if I put something in the fridge, I assume someone's going to have a bite.
Yeah.
I just assume that.
That's
maybe
terrible.
I'm a cynic. But
that's so unfortunate.
Like, I'm sure somebody's used my almond milk. I'm sure someone's used my almond milk and taken some of my blueberries.
Okay, but that was wrong of them to use your almond milk, and it's wrong of you to steal their blueberries. It's not a communal fridge.
Listen, I will say I feel better that he didn't take it out of her sandwich.
Like good.
I
was good.
Like, he like takes that's what I'm picturing. Oh, that is so funny.
So do we have any, Tanya doesn't care, but Becca, do you have any advice for her?
I would say just be like, hey, if I put food in the fridge, like that's mine, like please don't take
it. Here's what I do, because I don't trust these fridges, because I work with Tanya Rad.
Sorry, not sorry.
I make my sandwich the night before, I bring it in a lunchbox, I have one of those ice blocks in the lunchbox so it doesn't get bad.
Yeah,
that's what
it's just like when you went to school, you made a lunch pack to lunch. I would do the same thing, not only because I wouldn't want people stealing it, but what if they're tampering with it?
There could be tampering.
I don't like tampering with food.
Right, and Tanya swears she has clean hands, but we don't know that. We don't know that she didn't come right from the bathroom straight to your blueberries.
True.
I'm not reaching into their blueberries. I'm gently like doing this.
Oh, the story keeps changing.
Yeah, now you're pouring them into your palm. We don't know.
So if you're pouring them, that's taking quite a bit. If you're just pouring them.
That's true. It's hard to control the flow of the pour.
Yeah, I would pack a lunch and bring it.
Yes, that's our advice to you. Here's another office question from Kara. I'm having an issue at work. I'm 24. I work in manufacturing. I manage 40 people. Modern woman.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are male. Most of them are older than me. During my first week, an intern invited me out to drink with some coworkers. So I went. The next day, my boss said, you know what? It's not smart to socialize with people that are beneath you that you manage. So don't do that again. So, okay. I've been there over a year now. I've got good relationships with the people I manage, and every week they invite me out for drinks and I politely decline. But the male managers in the same position as me go out for drinks with the people they manage all the time. My boss has never told them not to. Do you think my boss is holding me to a different standard because I'm the only girl? Should I go out to drinks next time regardless of what my boss may think? Hmm. Also, I've been dating my boyfriend for 4 years. I'm not single and everybody knows it. Hmm. That's not the issue.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I think we can acknowledge this double standard, right? The question is, what does she do about it? Does she talk to the boss about it? Does she ignore the advice?
I wonder if the boss has told the male managers not to do it and they're just like doing it anyway.
Of course he didn't tell the male managers not to do it.
That's wrong.
I agree with Tanya, and I agree with that it's wrong.
Yeah. I think there's still so much of this in our work environment, unfortunately. I think we're chipping away, and we are making progress, but I think there is a lot of double standards and a lot of this happening. And I mean, I think my advice to Kara would be to just not listen and do what feels right to her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the idea that socializing with people beneath you, like not in your position, is wrong... It's not so much that.
Like, I feel like they don't want to. A lot of people don't want you to like blur the lines between like boss and friend, mm-hmm. you know. So they just, I guess, would suggest you not doing that in general.
I think that it's weird to give advice to ignore your boss because, of course, we don't want her to get fired.
Right.
But I think maybe because it's been years, it's within the realm of acceptability. I think to take somebody up on this offer. Mm-hmm. And then if he says something to you again, you can say, it's interesting because I notice so-and-so and so-and-so go out all the time. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference? You know, not accuse him of anything. You don't want to put him on the spot or anything, but you could kind of throw the question out there because I think he's probably being, I don't know why I'm giving this boss the benefit of the doubt. It's probably an overprotective situation since you're 24 and these guys are a lot older than you and he doesn't want any kind of weirdness because guys drink and they become awful. Like, I wonder if he's just trying to protect her a little bit, which is inappropriate. Mm-hmm. She can handle herself. Mm-hmm. But it maybe comes from a good place and maybe that's a way of addressing it.
Right.
So she should talk to him and just bring it up.
Next time he brings it up.
Yeah.
If he brings it up again. And maybe mm-hmm. he won't. Maybe things have changed in the past couple of years. But that's a tough situation.
Yeah.
Brittany, she says, I'm one of two maids of honor in my friend's wedding. I forked out lots of money between the bachelorette party and now the shower coming up. Myself and the other maids of honor, have done all the major stuff, and I'm now asking the other four bridesmaids to pitch in, but it's like pulling teeth. I'm pregnant. I don't want to spend more money than I already have because it's been way more than I thought it was going to be. But they have money to help, and they don't offer. I've asked them twice to help, and they've only offered to help with really cheap stuff like silverware and napkins. I was venting to a girl at work about this, and she says they probably think the shower is the maid of honor's job. But in the weddings I've seen and been in, it's not just the maid of honor. It's always a joint effort of the bridal party. Am I wrong? What's the case? Who covers the shower? Is the maid of honor's responsibility, or is it everybody's responsibility to divvy it up?
What do you think? Why are you moaning?
Because it's just like, I feel like weddings are such a cause of fights.
I know, of like dysfunction and
between families and bridesmaids and sisters and brothers and uncles and aunts and
everyone.
Dogs.
It's just everyone like, involved.
Like, it is so sad to me.
I know. And it's not supposed to be about that, you know?
Like, who knows? It's like, well, you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. Well, there's no rules. It's not, there's like a rule book. There's not like.
Well, there's etiquette.
Sure, but like
I do think that she should have a talk with everyone and say, hey, I don't know if it's expected that the maid of honor is supposed to throw the shower, but I could really use some help if any of you are willing. Like, just be honest about it. Like, I would just say what you're feeling and like let them know that you're pregnant, you don't have the money to help out, pitch in as much as you'd like, and if they're part of this bridal party, like,
yeah, and then you can help out in a different way and say like, okay, well, I can't help out,
I can give more of my time.
Yeah. Like, maybe I can help with the guest list and like the responding to like who's coming and, you know, organizing this and that.
According to brides.com, the only person who doesn't pay for the bachelorette party is the bride.
Yeah.
The bridesmaids and other guests often ship in to cover the bride's share as well as their own costs. Mm-hmm. So I think you're within your right to ask for this money from these people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry they're not being more forthcoming,
I agree. I think it's awkward, like, obviously, to have to, like, bring that up. But I do think that it's better than letting it frustrate you or, like, cause
dysfunction. Yeah, I thought the shower was thrown by the family.
It's usually by the mother does that.
The husband.
It's the bachelorette party we're talking. Oh, now the shower coming up. Yeah, you're right. There's two separate situations.
Yeah.
Bachelorette party is divvied up. I don't know about the shower.
Wait, the mom of the groom is supposed to throw the shower?
The shower is supposed to be thrown by the family. Whose family? The bride's family. No.
I mean it's whoever's hosting the shower pays for the shower.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do, like, different things. Like, sometimes, and people have multiple showers where it's, like, someone in the family or friends mm-hmm. or, I mean, I don't think it's, I'm sure back in the day there was, like, a traditional way that it was done, but I think we've gotten to the point now where it's free for all.
Would she be overstepping to figure out what each person owes and send them a Venmo request?
No.
I would just have a conversation about it first and then say that she was going to do
right.
and then
okay.
and then make that move.
All right, so that's fair. All right, Jordan is curious how old you guys were when you moved out of your house, because she's 25 and she doesn't want to spend money renting. She just feels weird about living at home. She's trying to pay off her debts. Mm. She feels like a total loser. Hope she's not a total loser still living at home. How long did you live at home, Tanya?
Honestly, I can't remember. I moved out when I came back from college, and then I moved back in. Remember, because I was going to move to Arizona. So I think I was like 25 at the time, though. Yeah, I was like 24, 25 when I, yeah. So about this, this age.
That's good. That's good. That's encouraging. Becca?
Yeah, you're not a loser, Jordan. I'm with you.
I moved out to San Diego at 19, but I lived with my sister and my brother-in-law. And then I moved out from them and was on my own at 23.
Okay. I had a very gradual move out. Like, one summer when I was like 20, I moved out, but then I moved back in mm-hmm. and then I moved in with, a guy, but literally like five blocks from my parents. So I was still over for dinner every night and I slept there a few times a week. It was very gradual.
Bread crummy.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think everybody's got their own time and their own pace and their own life.
Yeah,
and
if you're doing it to save money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you have the opportunity and your parents are okay with you living and, like, while you save money and you're paying stuff off, like, that is, you're very lucky to have that
situation.
You're
going to be so happy that you did that.
Yeah, you're
going
to be so happy. Don't feel like a loser. It's amazing. A lot of people would kill to have that.
Yeah, you're like the opposite of a loser.
And it's very common nowadays.
You're a winner.
You're a winner.
That's the opposite of loser.
Jordan. Shout outs. Don't you want to know what people are doing while they're listening, while they're scrubbing in each week?
Yeah.
Always want to know more.
Cassandra Green is driving across Arkansas right now, heading to her master's education class. She says she is an OG Becca Tilly fan.
OG.
Even though she knows she's really a Tanya.
Oh, that was another funny thing at the meetup. They were like, I'm a Tanya. And she's like, well, I'm a Becca. And like, I'm a this Becca, but I'm a this Tanya. I'm like, oh, it's so funny. It's literally so funny.
Chloe Wick is sitting in the steam room in Waco, Texas, and she's concerned her wireless headphones are going to break because the steam is not good with the wireless headphones.
I'm concerned, too.
Kelsey Riley is taking her kids to her mom's. Every morning, her four-year-old daughter asks, Mommy, are we listening to Becca and Tanya today?
Oh,
every morning. Only one a week,
that.
But every morning, her daughter asks that question. Sierra Malloy sounds like an Irish name because she's in Ireland right now. She's doing occupational therapy fieldwork in Dublin, Ireland. She graduates this month.
Wow, that's awesome.
And Abby Allewelt is in Rochester, Illinois. And this is sweet, I thought. She asked the question back to me because I said, what do you do while you're scrubbing in? She says, what do I do? What do I do while I listen? I laugh. I laugh for 60 minutes straight.
Oh, wow.
That's the best.
Okay.
We do have some housekeeping to tend to.
Okay.
I have bad news. I can't find my song that I wrote.
Oh, Tanya.
But I'm not giving up hope. I think it's on my external hard drive. I mentioned it to Easton because I had an old computer and I had Easton put everything onto a hard drive, external hard drive for me. So I think it's on the hard drive. I am dedicated to finding it. I know it's out there. I remember the title of it.
Which was?
It's called Like That.
Like That.
I like that.
Did y'all hear the... I just felt so much pressure on me because I thought you were going to bring up the rap, and
you're not going to rap today either?
Yes.
You had a Nicki Minaj song.
Do you want me to rap just an old Nicki Minaj or
That's
something?
That's fine.
That's all I
got. Do you have one in your brain right now?
I don't know. It might come back to me once I put it on.
That would be great.
You probably know her song, Starships Were Meant to Fly. The rap part in that?
I'm going to try different.
Okay. So why don't we do our thank you so we can end with the wrap? Because I like ending with the wrap.
Okay.
Thank you, BioClarity. Go to BioClarity.com. 50% off routine with promo code
Becca.
Sugar Bear Hair. Beautiful hair. Healthier you. SugarBearHair.com/Becca. ADT Security. Go to ADT.com/podcast for the lowest rates. And Care of Vitamins for 25% off your first month of Care of Vitamins. Go to TakeCareOf.com and enter the promo code
Tilly. But before we do go, again, I just want to say I love you so much.
I love you too.
You mean the world to me. If I ever do anything to make you think that I don't have your best intentions and everything good for you at the top of my mind, tell me. Because you know you mean the world.
You mean the world to me too. I'm sorry that I shut you out.
It's okay. I hope those were happy tears earlier.
They were. I mean, you know, they were happy tears. But also just, you know, a release.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm good. Like, I don't want everyone to think I'm, like, going through this dark time. It's just, I feel like a lot of people have been like, where's Becca? Why aren't we talking about Becca's personal life?
And yeah.
I'm not trying to, like, hide. It's not like I'm trying to be like, oh, I just want to keep everything to myself. It's just sometimes I do have to think of myself and think of, like, what I'm willing to share. Because I, in the past, up until this point, have just been an open book. And there's been times where that's hurt me. So I'm being a little more cautious. So.
And that's every right your own. that makes sense. You have every right to do that.
Right.
I'm glad
yeah.
that you, like, thank you. You're acknowledging it. And I just love you.
I love you too. I love all of you.
Here we go, Becca.
Okay. Is it this one is for the boys in the booming system, top down AC with the cooling system. When they pull up in the club, they be blazing up. Got tops. Any real, he might kind of deal. He fought fathers and he got the right kind of bill. He deal. You know, he might sell dope. He always in the air, but he never fight coach. He a motherfucker. Similar ship, ship. When he make a rip, rip. Because I'm on the lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, I get to be looking up.
I said, excuse me,
you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, so shy, but I'm loving your style. You're like sicker than the guy with the thing in his eye. Oh. That's, I'm good.
Yeah!
Oh! That was like way better than I thought it was going to be.
That was awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, I felt like I was rusty.
Well, you didn't get all the words right.
It wasn't like performance. You're not going to be on stage with that, but I loved it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a great song.
All right.
I'm thoroughly impressed.
Yeah. Awesome. Tanya was like my hype man over here. She was like, yeah, go, go.
I'm like, Ty. Yeah, she's like,
giving me context clues. All right. I'll call it.
Yeah.
Time of death, 12:13.